Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents The Follower by Robert White, narrated by Nicholas Cam. I decided that if the police couldn't catch the gangsters, I'd create a fellow who could. Chester Gould. Remembrance Day, 8th of November, 1987. Rick Fuller's story. I remember it as if it were yesterday. Des Cogan and I had been attending the parade at Leominster, Hereford. We got there around 10:30 and stood around on the corner of Broad Street and Church Street, ahead of the 11 o'clock service at the Priory Church. Des smoking his pipe and me moaning about it. I'd first met with the dour smoking Scott back in the late 1970s, just two skinny, angry young men with too much testosterone for our own good. We completed the pre-parachute selection, P Company, course at Depot Para in Aldershot together. That allowed us the honour of wearing the maroon beret of the 2nd Battalion Parachute Regiment. From there it was over to Northern Ireland for what seemed like one endless war of deceit, death and destruction. Due to us both completing selection for 22 SAS together, we were spared the battles for Goose Green, Wireless Ridge and the capture of Port Stanley, where the Shiny Two acquitted themselves so valiantly. The Falklands aside, Des and I fought alongside each other for almost 10 years. He was my closest friend. Once the church service was over, we watched the wreath laying at the war memorial, ahead of a return march to the Royal British Legion and a few beers with the old boys. For me, it was a day of sadness, yet a day of celebration. Remembering the dead was one thing, but being alive to tell the tale was quite another, and deserved a beer or two. The Legion was a big single-story affair on South Street, and although it boasted a large concert room, we squeezed ourselves into the lounge. It was packed, and we had to shove to the bar every round. This journey, to and from each refill, also involved some serious slagging off of any crap hats en route. I drank a little more back in those days, before Cathy came along and reined me in. And although this banter may have looked serious to some onlookers, it was all good friendly repartee, really, and I always enjoyed the day. We ended up sitting in a corner with two old RAF boys who revelled in their tales of bombing raids over Hamburg and Dresden. Love it, hate it, agree with it or not, it's a tradition, a Thanksgiving, one I personally think should be upheld forever. With no
sample complete. Ready to continue?